It's the Doc and Woody Radio Show with Eric and Randall. Good morning. You're trying to lose some weight? Well, this is the greatest news ever. Although I caution you not to get too excited because the key word here is developing.
Mm-hmm.
Randall.
Nestle is developing a product, a pill. You take a pill, you put it in a bottle, and that's all there is to it. And it apparently works.
To do what?
Lose weight. Fights off the fat, burns the fat for you. One pill. That's all it takes. Take it, once a day type of thing.
And what do they call it? They're calling it a gym in a can or something?
I don't know about that.
Gym in a can.
You're laughing, though. You don't buy this.
Well, no, because it's developing. They haven't developed it yet.
They're calling it a harsh laxative. Let's not kid ourselves.
I don't know. It just seems too good to be true.
Yeah. I like it.
Here in the world of reality, from the National Enquirer, Khloe Kardashian has a fantastic...
Food spoiler alert!
Yes,
and you're mocking my breakthrough.
No, but this I mean, when you think about it logically, it can work as a diet. Here's what she does: she takes one or two bites of her food, and then she sprays Windex all over it. Then you can't eat it. Eh?
She should be locked up.
Well, she didn't invent the diet. She said she got it from Victoria Beckham, Victoria Beckham called it the one bite system. You take one bite, and then you spray the. So you order some French fries.
Yeah.
You take one French fry and you eat it, and then you spray the rest of it with Windex.
And this is what you do when you go out to a restaurant. You order a pizza. And
wherever you happen to be eating.
That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard of.
Well, it's been going around.
Yo, the Windex diet, I've actually heard of that. I saw a girl at my work. She was actually dousing a bag of chips with Windex. And I was like, what the hell are you doing? She says, well, I just take a few out of the bag and then I put Windex over them.
Well, this guy works in a psychiatric institution, though.
It's all about willpower. I guess the idea is that once the Windex is on there, you don't need willpower because you're like, ew, totally grossed out. You're not going to eat it. You know it's going to make you sick.
Now, if you're eating a plate of spaghetti, all right, instead of Parmesan cheese,
don't sprinkle
some Comet on it. Okay.
Oh, okay. All right.
I always worry when Woody starts to go down this road.
We dodged one there.
I guess when it comes to willpower, though, you'd have to have the willpower to spray the Windex on because you could hold off till 4 or 5. So, just one more bite before I spray the Windex.
Exactly. Good point.
That's right. Yeah.
Good point.
Really, on the label, it should be spray on willpower.
Spray on. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I guess so.
I think Randall's already tried that. He told me one time at the Prescott that he tried something like that, except I think he was using the wrong products. So he was using aerosol cheese and whipped cream.
Not the first time he's done something wrong.
Yeah. Anyway, I don't know if you want to try that, but we thought you'd be interested to hear that these things are available.
If you don't have Windex nearby, you can always dip your chicken McNuggets in paint.
The Doc and Woody Radio Show at Shea 106.